Women's Healing Circle with Cheryl Selman, Sundays at 4 on the Progressive Radio Network.
This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. I'm a naturopathic doctor, author, writer, psychotherapist, radio host of two shows. The other show is every Monday on this network at 2 p.m. called What Women Must Know, and obviously a very passionate women's health advocate. And this is a show that enables you, if you choose, you can call in as well. It's a show that explores safe and holistic solutions to women's unique health challenges, and I will add life challenges. And the number, if you want to call in, by the way, we're live today, 888-874-4888. I welcome your calls. And let me just share some exciting news before we talk about a very profound subject for today's program. And the announcement I want to make is that I have just completed my fourth book. It's called The Promise of HCG, How to Banish Fat, Resculpt Your Body, and Rebalance Your Metabolism. If you've been listening to my programming, you know that I have been talking for the past several years about the extraordinary benefits that are found in a program based on a hormone-like substance in the body called HCG, human chorionic gonadotropin. I'm personally promoting the homeopathic version, but what this is about is the, I would call it a new paradigm for the solution of obesity. And as we know, we have a huge problem. There are more overweight and obese people in the United States than there are people with healthy weight, and nothing seems to be working, and that's because we're going about this the wrong way. So the book, The Promise of HCG, is based on the scientific research, the reports and endorsements by medical doctors, homeopathic doctors, naturopathic doctors around the United States who have successfully incorporated this protocol. And what I want to also add is that I personally have used this protocol. I've lost 30 pounds, 4 dress sizes, and it has reset my metabolism. My weight has not returned. And it's just been an amazing journey. And since then, I've helped over 500 people work with this protocol. I am so thrilled and excited about it because everyone has a life-changing experience. For all of you listening out there who are frustrated and feeling defeated over this issue of excess weight, this is something that I really encourage you to look into. So here is my special offer. This book has just gotten off the presses, literally. It's available on my website, whatwomenmustknow.com, if you go to the products page. And I'm offering a personalized, personally autographed copy of the book, and the shipping is free. It's on me. So if you want to order it, I invite you to go there. It is absolutely the most profound, life-changing experience that I have ever had. And the experience that people have had. It's a very hot topic. It's being spoken about a lot. Sometimes the media is out there attacking it, but it's only because they either don't understand it or there are other agendas that want to keep the truth from being known, because this is really what everyone's been looking for. So have a look. It's The Promise of HCG, How to Banish Your Fat, Resculpt Your Body, and Rebalance Your Metabolism. Very, 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 very profound book. So there you go, my special offer to you. And I wanted to share a little personal story of mine. Many years ago now, I was in my early 40s, and I had a very, very profound transformation that began at that time. And it was the awakening of what I call the feminine wisdom within me. I had very much been part of a system that made me want to compete with men and take on those values of our patriarchal culture. I knew nothing about my body, my cycles, my innate feminine essence. I was never given that information. So this was a period of my life when I began to explore the power of the feminine. It was a very, very profound time. I paid attention to my menstrual cycles. I would honor the energies that I felt each month. I was really doing rituals that allowed me to tune in to what was happening within my body. The first part of my cycle, what we call the follicular stage, day 1 to 13, and then the fluteal phase, day 14 to 28, I would notice changes. And as I noticed and became more mindful and was doing more reading and understanding more about how this energy that's connected to our menstruation, connected to our womb, connected to our ovaries, is a source of profound inner wisdom and strength. And it absolutely transformed my life. I have to say there was a whole new perspective that I gained and a sense of inner strength and well-being that I never had before, that I'd been seeking but never could find. And as I began to tune into my own body and the power that comes from within my own physiology, I actually felt a centering and a sense of inner authority that had eluded me before then. So today we're going to be talking about this wisdom. If this is something new to you, then definitely stay tuned. And if you have been aware of it, we're going to deepen your knowledge because we are talking about womb wisdom, awakening the creative and forgotten powers of the feminine. And I have from England one of the authors, and if I don't pronounce your name correctly, I want you to tell me exactly how to do that. It's Anaya Ian Prakasha. Is that right? Did I do it right?
That's exactly right, Dr. Selman, yes.
Oh, I'm so relieved. Nothing worse than mispronouncing my special guest's name. And she's calling all the way from the UK, right? Is that where you are now?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And she has contributed to this amazing book. Just let me share a little bit about her. She's going to tell us a whole lot more. But her personal experience of opening her womb and heart while drawing upon her vast knowledge of Kundalini yoga and direct experience with Advaita yoga, I might have gotten that wrong, and she's the author of Open Your Heart with Kundalini Yoga. So I have been looking at this book, and I'm so excited because this is a topic we just don't have enough conversations about in our society and culture, and yet it is so deep and so profound. And as I was sharing just a little while ago, Anaya, delving into this energy has absolutely changed my whole relationship with myself and with life. So, I really want to take advantage of you being with us, and I know it's late over in the UK, so thanks again for staying up, because I think this is a transformative subject, and women really need to understand about the womb wisdom they carry within themselves. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And it was interesting to hear you say it was in your early 40s that you came across this wisdom. And it's the same for me. And it's curious. It's this age group in Europe and the States that seem to be the first ones feeling this impulse.
Yeah, interesting. I want to read the first paragraph of your press release is so good. So let me just share that, and then we can jump in from there. So here goes. In the past and present-day indigenous traditions, women have known that the womb houses the greatest power a woman possesses, the power to create on all levels. Utilized in the process of giving birth, this power of creation can also be tapped in the birth of projects, careers, personal healing, spirituality, and relationships. However, because the womb stores the energetic imprint of every intimate encounter, loving or not, the creative voice of the womb is often muffled or absent altogether, affecting the emotional, mental, and spiritual health of women and their relationships. That's such a profound paragraph, which kind of says it all.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I often feel that sexuality is the guardian of the womb, because to come back to this place, to come back to this inherent power, you know, there's some work to be done. And that's why we brought the book out, Womb Wisdom.
So let's start at the beginning with you. How did your path unfold that led you to explore this subject, and obviously been very committed to it, and lecturing and giving workshops, and you have several books out on the topic? How did that journey unfold?
Well, ever since I can remember, I've always been working, let's just say, on behalf of the Divine Feminine. Even when I was a Kundalini yoga teacher, everything was geared towards sexuality, sacral chakra, the feminine, creativity, expression. But whilst I was a yogini, all of my energies was coming from, let's just say, the third eye point, which is like the typical yogic way of being in this world. And about two and a half years ago, I met Padma, who is the author of Parashakti and Christ Blueprint. And we recognized each other. We recognized this thirst and hunger within each other, this desire to serve the awakening of the feminine in the human beings. And he said to me, Anaya, what's your connection like with your womb? I was like, I hadn't discovered it, Dr. Selman, to be absolutely honest. I was your typical yogini, really visioning through my third eye, and also a very heart-centered being. But as for my own grail and source of femininity, I will be completely honest and say, it was something I thought or felt once a month, i.e. my menstrual cycle. So Padma and I embarked on a very big journey to draw all of my energies back down to this place, go through, the awakening of my soulful sexuality, and just doing the big work of moving through those guardians, moving through those sexual pasts, the ghosts from the past, and just anchoring myself there once more. And I would say that Womb Wisdom, the book, is my very honest, very intimate, sometimes funny journey of returning back home, particularly from a woman who really thought that she was at home. That's the paradox. Yeah. I really thought, life felt good because the heart was open. But, oh my goodness, the absolute truth is lower than that.
So what you're saying is, and we'll explain this more as we go through our time together, that the energy of the womb, which is part of our sexual energy, reproductive energy, creative energies, that is that's a taboo place for us as women to go, really opening to those energies because of many reasons, of many of the ways that we have been shamed and exploited and have been taught that energy is wrong, or just having bad relationships or being sexually or physically abused. By the way, when I was reading your book, and I think it's in the preface, you actually talked about having an encounter with cervical dysplasia, cervical cancer?
That's right. Because I started to do all of this work to actually go back into my past And, you know, I was quite a promiscuous person in my 20s, and with that came a lot of guilt and shame. So as I started to process these very heavy emotions and memories, you know, the womb did a very intelligent thing. It started to behave abnormally. Mm-hmm. And this abnormality was showing up on various tests I was having, because for 3 months I didn't actually stop bleeding. Mm-hmm. And this wasn't uncomfortable like a period or anything. I was just constantly lightly bleeding every day. So obviously this was a very strange occurrence. The medical system was very alarmed. They took some tests and they saw that everything was behaving abnormally. And, you know, there was panic there. There was an alarm. And, you know, with the medical system, they wanted to remove my cervix there and then. But luckily, I was in the process of moving from England to France. So I bought myself some time. I bought myself 8 weeks mm-hmm. before I had a hospital appointment in France. And during that 8 weeks, I absolutely delved into the nature of these emotions and memories and sensations and feelings that I was beginning finally to unearth and face and emotionally express, I guess is the best way of describing it. Personally, do I feel I had cancer? Maybe not. What I feel was happening was that the womb, the cervix, you know, the entire cellular system of the yoni, the whole reproductive system was behaving incredibly strangely. But I feel that strangeness was actually inherent intelligence as it discharged out all of that toxin. That's what I feel was going on.
Well,
so this was rather interesting because this was right in the middle of writing Womb Wisdom.
Yes,
it was incredible.
I mean, it's always such a profound journey. You're writing about something, but you are also writing out of your own experience, which little did you know that this was all going to surface. We never do know. It's always an unexpected event that becomes a catalyst of learning what it is we need to learn, the next level.
That's right.
The veil is being lifted. But, you know, it is estimated that 60 to 70% of any chronic illness is an unresolved emotional wound. So
yes.
It's a critical part of anyone's healing, dealing with any illness from, you know, something that just is a chronic annoying thing like psoriasis to more serious things like cancer. Everyone really needs to understand that condition is related to the disturbed energies that we carry unconsciously out of whatever fears, anger, resentments, guilt, pain, abuse we've suffered or we've experienced in our life, you know? Were you cleared on that cervical cancer issue?
Absolutely. After 8 weeks, I went back for my test, and lo and behold, everything had returned back to normal. I also had another thing which was called a polyp. So this was something that could be visibly seen with the naked eye. And, you know, I was told that there was this extra piece growing on the end of the cervix about the size of a grape. Huh. But even that had utterly disappeared as well.
Wow, that was very profound.
Well, absolutely. But with Womb Wisdom, Padma and I were traveling into, let's just say, spirals or greater depths of the womb. And after about the third spiral, I found myself going into what we call the collective feminine wound. So I was meditating and traveling into Africa, into Afghanistan, into Asia, and feeling all of that, Dr. Selman, you know, just feeling those feminine circumcisions, feeling those rapes, feeling those tortures and abuse, present day and past. And all of this was happening inside my own, you know, physical anatomy. So there's no wonder that it was behaving strangely.
Wow.
It was a very volatile and very turbulent time.
I would
imagine.
But that
is kind of like the nature of my being, you know.
I mean, it sounds like it was a very deep and profound process.
Yes,
it has transformed you forever.
Yes. I always felt the desire to take that journey, but it was really only with Padma, with that sort of, you know, the essence of the masculine, that still pillar essence. Only with him, let's just say on guard, mm-hmm. could I allow myself to just go, mm-hmm. you know, for that 8-week, 10-week period. Mm-hmm. You know, I really wasn't called back to normal life for duties. You know, I had no work. I wasn't, there was nothing to come back to. So all of my essence was just absorbed in this new territory, this new landscape that I'd found myself in. And all that was being asked of me was to feel and to then come back and write down my experiences.
Well, we're all benefiting from that journey that you courageously took. You know, maybe this conversation, we can start at the beginning and we can define what you mean by womb wisdom. Let's start there.
Okay, womb wisdom. This is a lineage of teachings that is resurfacing. The last public face of this particular lineage would have been Mary Magdalene. So this lady was very much working with her womb space and Mother Mary and Mary Salome, so the three Marys. Before that would have been the high priestesses of Delphi, so the oracles of classical Greece. Before that would have been Isis and the various goddesses of Egypt and Lumeria and Atlantis. So this way has never been quite hidden. It gets very close, but then there is a resurfacing. There's a turning of the wheel, and lo and behold, this lineage comes back into present-day collective consciousness again. And what I find so interesting is it's now resurfacing, as well as all of this natural turbulence that's happening on the planet as well. Because the way I feel is that which creates the earthquake is exactly this that is speaking through me, and women are feeling that impulse ignite within them again. This is part of nature. This work is part of the natural kingdom. And that is what I feel womb wisdom is.
You know, I wrote a book called Hormone Heresy, and when I started to write that book, I had been exploring this feminine wisdom, and I talked to various people. I talked to Native Americans. I talked to rabbis. I talked to all sorts of people who were prophetic, looking at, you know, astrological understandings. I mean, there was all different perspectives, but they all said the same thing. And they said, we are in the time of the return of the feminine energy. We are in a whole new cycle. We've spent over 5,000 years in a system based upon a patriarchal system of control and power, and it's gone as far as it could go. That cycle's coming to an end, and now we are reclaiming or reconnecting with another energy that's one of the feminine, based on love and cooperation and honoring of each other and working in communities and connecting with the earth. And that was just a really special moment for me to be having access to this kind of information. That is why, I mean, I wrote a book assisting women to wake up from the misperceptions around their own bodies and cycles so they can make better choices regarding their own health and hormonal balance. But this is all part of this bigger impulse that's happening now to help healing of the feminine that's been very wounded over 5,000 years or more.
Yes, absolutely.
So let's talk, I'd like to talk more about this feminine energy. Can you just share a little bit more to just go into a little more depth? What do we mean when we talk about the sacred feminine? What is this feminine energy? How does it manifest in our body? What are we needing to become aware of as we want to honor the feminine essence, which is, I mean, we need, if we really want to be fully who we are, express the real gifts and talents and abilities as women, we do need to heal that place that's been cut off from these powerful energies that exist within us as women. They exist within men as well, but we are the embodiment of those energies.
That's right. The divine feminine energy. Basically, it's the power to create, to nurture, to grow, to germinate, to resurrect. I think one of the simplest things that your listeners could do would be to actually, this is always the very first step, and that is to actually place their hands over their womb, over their lower bellies, and start to breathe back into that center, to extend the breath and start to feel what is behind the hands. So using the hands as a marker of this is where my attention should be, what lies behind the hands, what lies beneath the hands? Because one of the first things that happens, and you mentioned it right in the beginning of the program, there is this shift, because the Western woman has become very masculine. And absolutely, I was included in that group. And what happens is this retreat away from competition, comparison, goal-orientated, results-based projects, and that edge, that anxiety, and that the tension comes with being in that world just slowly begins to dissolve as you start to return back to this natural, what I call the natural pulse, the natural rhythm of the web of life. Because what us women are doing, competing with the masculine, you know, in the cities, in London, in New York, in LA, that is the wrong environment for us. We can be there. Of course we can. If we know to come back and to balance at the end of the day, but we don't usually know that. We become absorbed with this, what I call the matrix world. Mm-hmm. And this leads to a very contracted feminine. And I truly feel this is the reason why women, mostly today in the West, are finding it very difficult to get pregnant, because they have actually forgotten how to conceive, because they have become so masculine, so one-pointed, so direct, so focused, so driven, so, you know, I must achieve. that their womb has actually contracted, and the hormonal levels, they just aren't there. They are forgetting to create estrogen. Yes. So that's what I feel has happened.
Right. So that is what happens when you are brought up within the cultural context that has devalued feminine qualities and the women. I mean, you know, we aren't that far out from when we weren't considered worthy of being given the vote, and you know, the fact that woman was Hillary Clinton was up for president was a huge occasion, but really the society runs on the values of competition, of power and control, you know, expressing your feelings and having time to just relax and be in nature, or be focused on contributing and sharing rather than making money, is a conflict for so many women. You know, when I was first becoming aware of my own energies through our menstrual cycles, and I'm going to have you talk about how our menstrual cycles are really connecting us again back to the feminine. But what I was learning was that the luteal phase, I never even knew those terms before, the luteal phase, day 14 to day 28, when you've ovulated to the time you, right before you actually have a bleed, that's called the luteal phase. And it's a very interesting cycle in a menstruating woman, because it's the time when you're making really, really high levels of progesterone, the hormone. And that's a hormone that made when you are, when you've conceived. But if in that cycle, progesterone is really about nurturing your creative, you know, your creative ideas. It's taking those creative ideas and starting to bring life to them. That's what happens in that stage of that cycle. And also it's a time when women have greater access to their dreams, to their own intuitive nature. So women's dreams tend to be more powerful right before their menstrual cycle, because there's a very different energy occurring in a woman's body than when she is in day 1 to day 13. And it's a time when you want to reflect and be dreamy and rest and just be quiet. And I remember at the time, I would have to, sounds so silly now, but I would have to ask my husband for permission if it was okay if I took a nap in the afternoon when I was in that phase, because, I mean, that's how wounded I was. It's like it wasn't okay just to honor what the body wanted. It was so foreign to just withdraw and not be working. And he
That's
said,
right.
Well, why are you asking me? That's crazy. Of course it is. But it was like I had to get permission, because it was such a foreign, you know, a foreign concept at the time.
Yeah.
So let's talk about, I didn't want to, I mean to interrupt you, I also want you, you know, share what you need to share. And then let's talk about the body as a reflection, our menstrual cycle as expressions of this womb wisdom as well.
Okay, well, when we refer to the first spiral, so this is the first section of womb wisdom, we're talking about the first spiral is the very first steps a woman can take back towards her womb space. So it's almost like she's orbiting around the womb. She hasn't quite made connection with it yet. She's going to, but at the moment there is this orbiting as she sort of, okay, well, how do I enter into this work? So we have actually suggested that a woman uses her natural, her menstrual cycle as an ally to actually rejoice and celebrate when the first movements of the cycle reveal and begin. And there's another aspect, which is when a woman has, let's just say, a menstrual cramp or a pain, instead of reaching for the Nurofen or to take some painkillers or to, you know, suddenly her day has gone down because she's feeling cramp and abdominal sensation, but to actually use that sensation as an ally, because that sensation is very close to what we call the shadow body, the trigger, rather, of the shadow body. So women in general can feel heavy, they can feel fat, they can feel scratchy, irritable, angry, depressed. This is all possibilities, triggers into the shadow body. So that, at those beginning stages, that is how we use the menstrual cycle as an ally to actually turn 360 degrees and celebrate the arrival of the cycle and to rejoice when you feel any negative sensations in the body mind as gateways into, aha, the shadow side of the feminine. Well, why am I really irritable? Well, how come I'm feeling really angry? And picking it up like a little thread and following it all the way down to source, down to the absolute root of that irritation, anger, heaviness, darkness. So that's how we use the menstrual cycle at those beginning stages.
And I think that's a really important comment to make, because women very rarely, unfortunately, make the connection between the symptoms they're experiencing, or the collection of symptoms which we call PMS, and their unresolved emotional issues, or the stress that they're carrying, or perhaps, you know, how they're dealing with food or alcohol or whatever. All those behaviors are impacting and affecting their menstrual cycles. And, you know, we're not designed to have PMS. This is not a normal thing, I remind women, that we
That's
should
right.
be pain-free. And to the degree we have pain with our menstrual cycles, or even with our menopause symptoms, is the degree to which we are out of balance somewhere. And we
That's
need to
right.
pay attention.
Yes. Yes.
So what would be the next step then in your work and how you assist women? And we'll talk more about how relationships can benefit from this as well. I think that's
right.
Too. We'll get there.
That is the work of the second spiral. So the first spiral is the turning back towards the womb and the feminine mysteries. So those first steps back and how to, basically. Now, the second spiral is to look at the womb, which is the keeper of contracts and bonds. Now, contracts are agreed and silently agreed issues, if you like, that we've taken on from our mothers and from our grandmothers and back and back and back along the feminine line. So, for instance, a woman can take on the agreement that she will learn about the masculine in a very challenging and confrontational and anger-based way. Or there could be a contract to agree that this woman will go into a very suppressed, repressed, silent, weak position in relationship. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So
yes.
The womb actually, like a library, houses those scrolls, those contracts. So if you look at your mother's life or your grandmother's life, and you can see absolute mirror images of life experience, I would say you have most likely taken on a contract.
Now, of course,
so
this is an unconscious decision that we've made.
That's
at
right.
some point.
That's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, like a poverty-based one. That's a very, that's another classic. Or, you know, celibacy-based or just it, basically wherever you see a mirror image of a lifestyle that you are playing out identical to your mother's, your grandmother's, or back and back, you've taken on a feminine contract. And also, the other aspect of the second spiral is the bonds. Now, the bonds are true, authentic, and loving relationships that we've formed with others. Now, a bond can become fused the moment that that trust has been broken or shattered. Now, all of these bonds root into our womb. So whoever we are connected with, and there will be many people, known and unknown, the roots of those connections embed themselves into the energetics and fibers of the womb. Now, if you have a bond, which is a loving, authentic, safe, and trustworthy relationship upon which you grow and flourish when in the company of that other, this is a very healthy interaction of energy that's going into the womb. But if you've had a bond, something has happened, and that bond has been broken, but the relationship remains, it will be remaining on the nature of fusion, which is inauthentic, contracted, false, and uncomfortable. But because the relationship is still intact, those painful energies are still being rooted and embedded back into the womb. So the second spiral really is to authentically look and see who it is you are actually connected to really look at relationship. And if you have any fused relationships, so these are like relationships where you feel you ought to still be in contact with that person, or you have to because it's a family member, but something, you know, something horrible has happened, but the relationship is still there because it's a member of your family. All of these things in the second spiral have to be uprooted and taken out of the womb, particularly as you're going through the healing time, the reclaiming time. So spiral two is relationships.
So would you consider conditions, you had your profound experience with cervical cancer, but would you say that uterine cancer or fibroids or endometriosis, all of those conditions represent some of these, issues, energies, unresolved, negative energies somewhere in the past that women have held within their womb?
Absolutely. You said to me earlier, you know, speak a little bit about the divine feminine. One word, seat of relationship. Every single relationship embeds itself, just as I said, into the energetics and fibers of the womb. So if you have a relationship that is off, that is toxic, that is harming you, because the womb is so sensitive, it heals everything. Maybe we, the personality, has become hardened. You know, we're working in the West. We're dealing with harsher energies, but the womb is pure and intact, and she feels every distortion, every hidden agenda, every lie, every betrayal of trust. And if these relationships are still happening, they are feeding into the womb. So yes, just as you said, it's no surprise that we're hearing about so much more disease in that area.
So, Anaya, how would you advise women to begin this journey? Is this a journey, should they first read your book, Womb Wisdom, and you know, gain more insight into this whole understanding? Should they find a body worker, a therapist? You know, for women who might be hearing this for the first time and it resonates, but not really sure, where do they go to begin this healing journey?
Absolutely. Yes, the first thing I would say is to get the book, to read it, and to feel it. So feel how it plays out inside of you. The next step would be...
While we're talking about that, why don't we just tell people where they can go to pick up a copy?
Okay.
And I would imagine anyone can go to Amazon.com and pick up the book. It's Womb Wisdom that we're talking about with the author, Anaya Ian Prakasha. And
right.
So Amazon's always a place. Bookstores don't always have all these great books, but you can certainly go to Amazon.com, which is probably, you know, where I would recommend people go.
That's right. Barnes & Noble, I know they do it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, another book that sits very comfortably alongside that one is Padma's first book called The Power of Shakti.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that really is dealing more with sexuality and more of, let's just say, the reproductive system, whereas Womb Wisdom really is focused on the womb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a website as well?
Yes, the website is wombwisdom.me.
.me.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So
that is our community website, and there you will find a whole bunch of European and American teachers. So that is what I was going to suggest for the second step, which is to get yourself along to a workshop. Actually begin to feel these awakening energies under the, you know, the expert guidance of a teacher, someone who has been through this process. And then from the book, you know, you can really work intimately and very safely at home. And all of us, you know, the whole bunch of teachers, We support the readers via Skype calls or emails because it's such a niche, it's such a small group of people doing this work at the moment. We have plenty of time to actually, you know, invest into these people. So there is a real support there for anyone who happens to email us, and we can guide them and counsel them through this work in the safety and the security of their home. It often helps if the person at first is doing this work alone, because that in itself is enough.
Yeah.
When you introduce the other, the sexual other, that is another ball game altogether. So a lot of women say, I'm single, can I do this work? Oh my goodness, of course you can. You know, in most respects, that's often a good place to start because, you're just dealing with you and your relationship, the feminine and her feminine relationship to herself. And then, you know, once you introduce the other agenda, that's another whole different dynamic.
Right. Okay, good. So I think that was just an important point that I wanted to ask you so people can have a starting point of this process. And I always tell people,
yes,
just set your intention and then things begin to happen.
That's right. Yes.
Okay, so then where do we go? So we're talking about understanding these toxic energies that we hold within us. Well, let's talk a bit about how this work is beneficial to relationships.
Okay. Well, Let's just say one of your listeners takes this journey on, and she begins to heal herself at a physical level, an emotional level, spiritual level, sexual level, mental level. And then she finds peace between the two aspects of the feminine, which I call Eve, which is very pure, sacred, wholesome, and the light river. And then she heals that part of her. And then she finds peace with her Lilith, which is the wild, untamable, feisty, powerful, dark river. So that again is another mammoth piece of this work, to actually come into non-duality with the light river and the dark river. So the aspect of Eve and the aspect of Lilith. So then she enters into this third state where she is neither one or the other. And there is a marriage of her maiden, her mother, and her crone. So this woman is completely restful in whatever aspect needs to be shown. So when she comes into relationship with a man, he now most likely is being exposed for the very first time to a true and whole woman. And sadly, his mother wouldn't have even been able to offer him that experience, that taste. When a man enters into this woman, because her womb is open, she will literally take all the war out of him. When he makes love with her, his mind and thoughts will actually stop. And all that we were talking about earlier, the competition, the comparison, the drive, the goals, the must-have, all of that, it doesn't die within him, but it becomes very, very quiet. And then, lo and behold, with guidance and with surrender on his part, he needs to surrender to this process, he will find himself once more back in the dark rivers of the womb when he was a fetus, a child. That space is what every single man, gay or straight, is looking for, to be able, as an adult, to return back to the womb space. Because it's a deep, deep memory of exquisite peace, where he didn't have to be in survival mode. He didn't have to provide for himself and his family. The buck didn't end with him. You know, I often feel into the masculine and feel what it must be like for them. And I often get the feeling that there's no time for a rest. You have to provide, because if you don't, you die. And when he is with a lady with an open womb, he finds that resting place that is eternal and gives him the chance to, in a way, resurrect himself, or at least rebirth.
You know, I mean, we're really talking about understanding the sacredness of the masculine, the feminine, of sexuality. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I had a guest on my show, Diana Richardson, who was talking from England, who's talking about tantra, tantric practices, and understanding how we can learn to use these energies with a different, you know, it's like a different, a shift in our understanding the energies, and as we heal ourselves and open to to use those energies to heal and transform ourselves.
That's
and
right.
Each other.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, you know, as wounded women, we attract wounded men. and vice versa. So as we stop, and we're talking here, it's a women's show, as we stop here to stop these cycles of woundedness and abuse, and we learn to experience ourselves in new ways, that's a, what I hear you saying is that's the real gift you're giving your partner or, you know, people in your life in one way or another, not necessarily an intimate sexual relationship, but everything changes. But you have to experience it. You have to have the courage to dive in to those spirals,
that's
I guess.
Right.
Because nothing ever
that's
changes
right.
unless you change. Yeah, this has been such a fascinating conversation. We've come to the end of the show, would you believe it? It's gone really quickly. And I want to remind everyone about the title of the book. So the really the best place to go to begin to open and explore some exciting possibilities. I mean, it's very inspiring what you're saying, is to pick up the book Womb Wisdom, Awakening the Creative and Forgotten Powers of the Feminine. And it is by Padma and Anaya Eon Prakasha. By Inner Traditions Beer Company, right? Did I have that right?
That's right.
Okay, a publisher. A fascinating book, and you also put in there a CD. Do you want to say a couple of minutes or less, maybe 30 seconds about the CD that's in there, since we only have a...
The CD is this exquisite soundscape of the frequencies or the landscape of each spiral. So you literally listen to it and you travel deeper into the womb space. It is absolutely superb.
Well, it's amazing that actually there is a 45-minute CD along with the book. I think that's kind of giving us the whole package here and the experience as well as, you know, the words. So thank you for doing that. This has been just a really fascinating conversation. I thank you so much for being with us today, and I wish you all the best on your continuing journey and your gifts of healing the feminine and the masculine.
Thank you so much, Dr. Selman. Thank you for having me on.
It's been a pleasure. Take care and all the best to you and your work.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye now. And bye. And I want to thank everyone for joining us today into the Women's Healing Circle. This is Dr. Cheryl Selman. You've been listening to a fascinating conversation I've had with Anaya Eon Prakasha. She is the author of Womb Wisdom, Awakening the Creative and Forgotten Powers of the Feminine. And before we leave you today, I want to remind everyone once again to visit my website, whatwomenmustknow.com. On that website, if you opt in, there are all sorts of special reports. You can freely access my articles, and I mentioned earlier in the show that my new book is hot off the press. It's the answer to all the questions you've ever had about the very popular and controversial HCG program. It's called The Promise of HCG, How to Banish Fat, Resculpt Your Body, and Rebalance Your Metabolism. So that's happening there. And by the way, you'll get a personal autographed copy, and shipping is free. It's on me if you take advantage of this offer for a limited time. And as always, I want to remind everyone to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. So until next week, have a wonderful, healing, safe week. Bye for now.